little bit of the blues. No. They just won't let me be.
Mr. John Hammond.
everybody. Thank you for Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble. Double Trouble is Chris Layton on drums and Tommy Shannon on bass. They're going to do a whole first half of the show, and it's going to be smoking. And I think perhaps that there, I promise I wouldn't go on for more than half a minute. And so I want to introduce you one of the great guitar players of all time.
It's a problem, or it's put us down. Just because we get around, things ain't doing awful. Why don't you all fade away?
from Regis, the global solution for growing companies, offering flexible workspace in 1,800 locations worldwide. Learn more at regis.com/radio.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Russian President Vladimir Putin and two Crimean leaders signed a treaty today, making the Ukrainian Black Sea Peninsula a part of Russia. Earlier, in a speech to Russia's parliament and the country, Putin said the Crimean referendum to split from Ukraine is in line with international law, reflecting the area's right to self-determination. He also said Russia is not interested in other parts of Ukraine. Both the U.S. and the European Union are condemning the annexation. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports that Ukraine's interim government is looking for help from the West.
Analysts say the Russian president's power play is about securing broad autonomy for Ukraine's Russian-speaking regions and guarantees that Ukraine will never realize the Kremlin's worst nightmare, joining NATO. For the West, it boils down to a tough dilemma over compromising with Moscow to avert military conflict or taking a hard-line stance and risking an escalation. Ukraine is looking for Western military help from NATO. One of Ukraine's former defense ministers told NPR he wanted NATO to institute a no-fly zone and no-sail zone to make sure Russian troops don't enter the country. NATO has so far shown no sign that it is prepared to take such military moves. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Kiev.
At least 13 people are dead in northern Afghanistan after a suicide bomber blew himself up outside a checkpoint at a market. No one's claimed responsibility for the attack, but it happened in an area where the Taliban and allied militant groups are active. The Taliban have threatened a campaign of violence to disrupt the April 5th presidential vote. President Obama is set to award the Medal of Honor to 24 soldiers in a White House ceremony this afternoon. And Pierre Scott Horsley reports the soldiers are being recognized for service in Vietnam, Korea, and World War II.
The 24 soldiers were all previously recognized with the Distinguished Service Cross, the nation's second highest military award, but they were passed over for the Medal of Honor, in many cases because of prejudice. 12 years ago, Congress authorized the Defense Department to review the records of Jewish and Latino soldiers in search of those who might have been unfairly denied the Medal of Honor despite their wartime heroism. Today's presentation is an opportunity to make amends for that historic oversight. 7 soldiers will be honored for heroism in World War II, 9 for their bravery in Korea, and 8 for the valor they showed in Vietnam. Only 3 of the soldiers will be on hand for the ceremony. The other 21 medals will be awarded posthumously. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Less than a half hour to go before the opening bell on Wall Street, U.S. futures contracts are trading higher. The S&P 500 and the Dow futures contracts are both up 0.4%. NASDAQ futures contract is up 0.3%. European markets are also trading higher this morning. The CAC 40 in Paris is up nearly 1%, and Asian markets were higher by the closing bell. This is NPR News. Brigadier General Jeffrey Sinclair could testify at his sentencing today in a military courtroom at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. The most serious charges against him were dropped yesterday in a plea deal, but he admitted to emotionally harming a subordinate during an affair. He faces up to 21 years in prison, but his lawyers want no jail time. Prosecutors still have a few more witnesses to be heard today, and Sinclair will read a statement. It's been more than a decade since there was a Republican governor in Illinois. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports Republicans hope to take a step to change that as voters go to the poll to select nominees for governor and other races during today's primary.
Illinois is considered a blue state, a Democratic stronghold, but the 4 Republicans running for the GOP nomination for governor say the state's money problems, unemployment numbers, and high taxes are enough to persuade voters otherwise. 3 veteran state politicians, Senators Kirk Dillard and Bill Brady and Illinois Treasurer Dan Rutherford, hope to win the primary, but so does wealthy venture capitalist Bruce Rauner, who touts his lack of political experience. He's pumped up to $50 million into his campaign, running TV ads for months, and has emerged as the perceived front runner. Meantime, Democratic incumbent Governor Patrick Quinn has kept a low campaign profile in his race against Teal Hardeman, a Chicago anti-violence activist. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
A new round of nuclear talks between Iran and 6 world powers is underway in Vienna. The leaders hope to reach an agreement by July, trimming Iran's nuclear activities, that in exchange for an end to sanctions that are choking Tehran's economy. Today's negotiations are the second monthly meeting on a comprehensive deal. U.S. futures contracts higher just ahead of the opening bell. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
should we spend money on a show or two? No one does those love scenes exactly like you. You make me feel so grand. I wanna give the world to you. Someone exactly like you, like you.
fever. I got some kind of a spell, some kind of a crazy feeling, the heart that won't be still. It only hits me when you're around. I'm coming down with a bad case of love. Well, I got some kind of a shaking, and I'm sure breathing too fast. I'm getting a sinking feeling, and a pain I'll never last. It only grabs me when I'm with you. I know it's true, it's a bad case of love. Well, I sure don't need a doctor, I just need you every day. But if I don't get my loving, well, they're gonna have to put me away. Cause I've got some kind of a weakness, I got some kind of a spell. Maybe you better hold me tight, because I know that I'm not well. I have got the trouble, honey, you got the cure. When I'm so sure it's a bad case of love. Well, I sure don't need me doctor, I just need you every day. But if I don't get my loving, well, they're gonna have to put me away. Cause I've got some kind of a weakness, I got some kind of a spell. Maybe you better hold me tight, because I know that I'm not well. I've got the trouble, honey, you got the cure. When I'm so sure it's a bad case of love.
Don't go changing to try and please me. You never let me down before. Mm-hmm. Don't imagine you're too familiar, and I don't see you anymore. I would not leave you in times of trouble. We never could have come this far. I took the good times, I'll take the bad times, I take you just the way you are. Don't go trying some new fashion. Don't change the color of your hair. Have my unspoken passion, although I might not seem to care. I don't want clever conversation, never want to work that hard. I just want someone that I can talk to. I want you just the way you are. Need to know that you will always be the same old someone that I knew. Promise from the heart. I couldn't love you any better. I love you just the way you are. Baby. Thank you. just want someone that I can talk to. I want you just the way you are.
Only one other last requirement, and that is we'd like to get the L.A. Memorial Choir in on this one. Are you guys, I guess you're game. You've been game all night, okay? Now, it's a low part, but it builds up. Last statement is that this song starts out with an absolutely brilliant Chet Atkins guitar lick that it took me about 4 hours to steal, and I wish you'd appreciate it when it comes by. It was just after dark when the truck started down the hill that leads into Scranton, Pennsylvania, carrying 30,000 pounds of bananas, carrying 30,000 pounds, hitting Big John's
zip of bananas.
A young driver just out on his second job, and he was carrying the next day's paste of fruit for everyone in that cold Scott city, where children play without despair and backyard slack piles and folks manage to eat each day just about 30,000 pounds.
that he should have seen. Saying shift the low gear, a $50 fine, my friend. He was thinking perhaps about the warm breathed woman who was waiting at the journey's end. He started down the 2 mile drop, the curving road that wound from the top of the hill. He was pushing on through the shortened miles. They ran down to the depot, just a few more miles to go. Then he'd go home and have her ease that long cramped day away, and the smell of 30,000 pounds. Let's hear ya. Oh, bananas. Yes, the smell of 30,000 pounds. Really loud now. The city spread in twinkling lights below him, but he paid no heed as the shivering thoughts of the night's delights went through him. His goodness, the brakes to slow him down, but the pedal floored easy without a sound. He said twice. It was funny how he had named the only man who could save him now. He was trapped inside a dead hillside, riding on his big hunchback with everyone.
For 400 yards along the hill that leads into Scranton, Pennsylvania. All those 30,000 pounds. You guessed it. Thank God you're here. Now, some of you may think that it would be easy to write a song like this, but it isn't. See, most great works of art have a theme that holds them together. This song doesn't. As a matter of fact, I had a great deal of trouble ending it. As a matter of fact, the first ending was like this. Yes, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today. That wasn't enough. Yes, we have no bananas.
No bananas in Scranton, PA.
Now, I was very proud of that ending. And with much anticipation, I sang it for the guys in the group and my brothers. And their reaction was best summed up by my brother Tom, who said, Harry, it sucks. Well, I was devastated. But I went back to my lonely writer's garret and decided that I would try again and come up with a new ending. Since it was a country and western song, maybe I could write a country ending. Something about motherhood this time, because the song already had a truck. Something with weeping steel guitars, wailing fiddles, and an incredible banjo part. And something with harmony sung by, you guessed it, the L.A. Memorial Choir. You'll see your part when it comes by. A woman walks into her room where her child lies sleeping, sleeping. And when she sees his eyes are closed, she sits there silently weeping.
Weeping!
I see gay liberation has hit L.A. And though she lives in Scranton, Pennsylvania, 3,000 munchkins and a troll, she never, ever eats. Not one of 30,000. Sounds like the Mormon Tubercular Choir out there. Well, the sad truth is, no matter how loudly and how lovelily, if that's a word, you say, up bananas, it doesn't alter in the least the fact that when I sang that ending for my brothers and the guys in the group, their reaction was best summed up by my brother Steve, who said,
"No, no, Harry, you gotta be kidding me."
What?
You really expect that to end the song? I mean, it's nice, Harry. I mean, the words are potentially harmless. The music is a lot... is pleasant. But I think Tom's definitely right. It sucks.
I was brokenhearted. And once more, I went back to my writer's room and decided finally that honesty was the best policy, and I would end the song the way I found out about it in the first place. And that was coming on a Greyhound bus through Scranton, Pennsylvania, 1965. Like this.
You see, the man who told me about it on the bus says it went up the hill out of Scranton, Pennsylvania. You know, he shrugged his head, he shrugged his shoulders, said, and this is exactly what he said. He said, "Boy, boy, it sure must have been something. Just imagine 30,000 pounds of banana." Yes, there were 30,000 pounds of mashed banana. A banana.
so we've had another night of poetry and poses, and each man knows he'll be alone when the sacred gin mill closes. And so we'll drink the final glass, each to his joy or sorrow, and hope the numbing drunk will last till opening tomorrow. And when we stumble back again, like paralytic dancers, each knows the questions he will ask, and each man knows the answers. And so we'll drink the final drink that cuts the brain in sections, where answers never signify, and there aren't any questions. I broke my heart the other day. It'll mend again tomorrow. If I'd been drunk when I was born, I'd be ignorant of sorrow. And so we'll drink the final toast that never can be spoken. Here's to the heart that's wise enough to know when it's better.
Support for the-